Okay, let's get moving here. So today, I'm always afraid to press the red button. Yeah. Okay, so we're continuing today with the sugya of the Roeh on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. Just by very quick review, by way of quick review, for those that might not have been here yesterday or may have been here yesterday but didn't have the opportunity to chazer since then. The Gemara says that on the first night of Chanukah, again, Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, the first night of Chanukah, the Madlik, the one who lights candles, makes three brachos, Lahadlik Ner Chanukah, She'asa Nisim, and She'achyanu. On the second night of Chanukah, that same individual makes two brachos, meaning no more She'achyanu. The Roeh, however, the seer of the night of the Chanukah candles, on the first night of Chanukah makes two brachos, on subsequent nights makes one bracha, because that individual is not making lahadlik, he or she is only making shasa nisim, and on the first night, that individual will also say shechiyano, but not on subsequent nights, because the shechiyano has already been recited. By the way, just derech agav, the halacha is that if a person didn't make the shechiyano on the first night, that opportunity exists on every subsequent night until it's actually said. Right? Since the mitzvah continues, if you didn't say the Shechiyanu right away, you still have opportunity the second, third, and so on until it's actually done.
Only if you didn't do the actual lighting?
If you didn't say Shechiyanu. No, even if you did the lighting, you just didn't say Shechiyanu.
Or remain to Shechiyanu.
Or otherwise been, the Yotzei and Shechiyanu. So the question now is, who is this Roeh? Who is the Roeh of which the Gemara speaks when the Gemara says that a Roeh has to recite the Bracha of Shasa Nisim on nights 2 through 8? And Shasa Nisim and Shechiyanu on the first night. Who is that Roeh? So we saw Rashi. Rashi said, in the name of his Rebbeim, it's an individual, Shlo Hidlik Adayin, person who hasn't yet lit. And we mentioned that the implication from that statement, that Lashon of Shlo Hidlik Adayin, is that this person may well be a lighter later on that evening. After Rashi, we saw the Shita of the Mordechai, who seemed to think that he was telling us the Shita of Rashi. And as it turns out, his presentation of Rashi is not the way we have Rashi in our printed Gemaras. So we'll just call it the Shita of the Mordechai. Shita of the Mordechai is that if the person wasn't yet Madlik and is not going to be Madlik, and his Lashon was, Ve'ein Daito Lahadlik Ba'atzmo, it's the second Shita on the board, he's Ein Daito Lahadlik Ba'atzmo. Not only did he not light, but he doesn't intend to light, meaning he knows he will not be lighting. He is the Roeh. He is the Roeh. But there's two important implications of that statement. If he's going to light, then he is not the Roeh of which we speak. He's going to light. Unlike Rashi, the Mordechai would say, no, you wait till you go home and light, then you'll make Shasa Nisim. You need not make Shasa Nisim now. Also, what about the person who is going to be Yotzei through some other means? Let's say he's going to be Yotzei through a family member who's lighting in his home while he's absent from the home. So according to the Mordechai, that individual is going to what? It's going to be chayiv, because he's not madlik ba'atzmo. He's not a lighter. Even though he's being yotze, he's not a lighter. If you're not a lighter, according to the Mordechai, you must make the shasa nisim. However, it comes along the Rashba and says no. The Rashba disagrees with both the Rashi and the Mordechai. The Rashba says, the only time you must be mevarich as a Roeh is if you haven't lit, you're not going to light, and you're not otherwise being Yotzei. Ein Madlik and Alo Bevesa. Right? You need to satisfy all three of those prongs. Mishnah Shepitha would also probably be a way of being Yotzei. That's an Achsanai. The Bach gets into that a little bit, so let's hold off on that for a second. But the typical cases, again, Rashi holds, even if you're going to light, you still have to make the bracha when you see the candle in someone else's home. The Ritva, if you got to see the Ritva says that according to Rashi, it's true, you're going to make the Shasa Nisim upon seeing the candle, but when you get home and you light, you're also going to make a Shasa Nisim as part of your lighting. That needs to be explained. And then we saw the Shita of the Mordechai, who says that no, only non-lighters have to make this bracha. Only non-lighters. And Rashba says, only one who is not Yotzei, his chiv of Ner Chanukah, that individual has to make the bracha of the Roeh. Okay. So everyone got a chance to see the Bach? Where most guys got a chance to see the Bach. Afresh Ayin Zayin. Dibra Maska U Mashakasov Ein Manlikan Alav. The Bach, again, was authored by Rav Yoel Sirkis. Stands for Bayis Chodash. Tuf Reish Ayin Zayin. Simon Tuf Reish Ayin Zayin. What page is it in the...
364.
364. Yoel Sirkis. Yoel Sirkis.
What was your name?
S-I-R-K-E-S.
In English, it's spelled S-I-R-K-E-S. I'm going to go with 1600s. Okay? This is an important, very important Bach. This is a very important Bach. Okay? What's the matter?
No, you're coming from the same exact spot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
Maybe just inspirational.
Maybe.
Those words.
Again.
Go ahead.
Drosa Lomart. Eno Nasoi. That he's not married.
Good. Right, he's not married to the extent, I mean, he's not married at all. He's not married such that, what? Such that's good. His wife is lying from at home and being motzi him at home. In other words, if he is married, right?
He is married, and he happens to be walking in
the Alpha, even though he's out and about, right, and he's seen candles, and he doesn't have to make this bracha. Because his wife is lying from at home. Whoa, slow. Now it's a question. When you read a commentary like this, you have to sort of be sensitive to where the quote is and where the analysis is. So that's the smog. In the name of, it's the Bach citing the smog. So where does the sheet of the smog fall in place on our chart? Anyone? What is the smog saying?
Similar to the Rashba.
Yeah. When is it that your wife's lighting for you? That's it. You're not a roeh. So in the camp of the Rashba, we now have the smog. And it's also, we also have the sheet of the tour. Okay? Go ahead.
The tema.
Now the Bach says it's a problem. I have a question on this presentation, on this sheet. This sheet that holds only one who is not Yotze is Chayav. That sheet. This camp. I have a question. I have a problem with this. Right? You're telling me that if I'm Yotze near Chanukah, that I am not the Roeh of which the Talmud speaks when the Gemara says that I have to make the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim and Shechianu on the first night and the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim on the second night. So the Bach says, V'teima, it's a problem.
V'teima, Dimashim, I leak in a lot the Beisel. Someone who has some being lit in his house, Eno Ba, Elo Liftor, Oso, Mechiyuv, Hamotel,
Mutal. What does that mean?
Says,
I'll tell you what the problem is, says the Bach. When someone else lights for you at home, right? When someone else lights for you at home, what's happening? What is being accomplished?
They're doing the lighting.
No, you don't. What does he say is accomplished?
No, you accomplish the mitzvah of pursuing Yisa.
Keep going. That only potters you. It only exempts you from what? The chiyuv that is mutal. The chiyuv that is upon. Al-mamono. What does that mean, al-mamono?
On the money.
On his money. Hamamon shalo. Mamono, hamamon shalo. It's that chiyuv which devolves upon his stuff, right? On his property. To do what? To produce a Ner Chanukah. Meaning what we refer to perhaps as a chiyuv in his bias, right? He has a chiyuv to make sure that there is a ner Chanukah in his bias. Ner Yishu Beso. Right? So that chiyuv is satisfied when his wife lights for him, even though he is a distance from home. That we know. We saw that already. That's what the Gemara says, right? Achsonoi she'ein malikin al beveso is different from an achsonoi she'malikin al beveso. Achsonoi she'malikin al beveso is yotze. Right? When I was single, what would I have to do? And I have to be mishtate f'pipriti. Hashto te nisivi itzisa. Vade lo tzarichna. I don't have to do that anymore. Why? Because someone else is being motzi me. So the Bach says, yeah, that's true. It's true. Your yotze zayin, your chi of producing a near Chanukah and your bias, that chovas habayis, or that chi of on your mamon as he refers to it. However, aval. I'm sorry, yes, that's the purpose of producing the candle. Now, the Yechiv of Pirsum has been satisfied.
Right.
Yechiv of Pirsum, which was accomplished by producing their Ner Chanukah. But, big chiddush. The Bach comes along and says, but you know, Rabosai, there's another obligation. It's true, you produced your near shall pierce them in your bias. That can be done even when someone else lights. But you know what? There's another obligation. The other obligation is to personally, right, with your body, give shevach and haldol to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Haldol ha-neis, u'berka shechiyano, hu b'chiv al-gufo. That's an obligation that's upon you. That can't be satisfied by someone else. You can't phone a friend for that. That's something that you must do on your own. No different than any other mitzvah sagof.
So then he would not be, according to that opinion, any re'iyah that he would do, it wouldn't be good for those two brothers.
Well, what do you mean that when you say that?
Unless he's there to hear the bracha.
Oh, okay, slow. Right, what he said, re'iyah is mechayiv you in the brachos. That's exactly what he's saying. The Bach is saying, I have a problem with this Shita. This Shita, which we know as the Shita of the Rashba, but now we know is also the Shita of the Smag and the Tur. So I have a problem with that Shita. What's the problem with that Shita? The problem with that Shita is that Shita is ignoring the fact that there's a separate Chiyuv on the guf of the individual to make this Shevach and Hodah on the Nes. It's true that when someone lights for you at home, your Yotze what? Yechiv of Pirsum, of producing an Erchanika in your home, from your Farsim and Nais, that's true. But you want to know something, says the Bach? There's another obligation. What's the other obligation? The other obligation is to give Shevach and Haladah as an individual. That's a mitzvah on your guf. That you can't be Yotze when someone else lights for you in your house. Right? I can't be Motzi someone else. The chiyuv of sitting in the sukkah. Can't do that. Can't say, you know what, I'm really not so in the mood to go outside. Can you do me a favor and just go out and have lunch with me in the sukkah? I'm going to eat in here. No, you can't do that, because that's a mitzvah on my guf. That's what the Bach is saying. I'll take it a little bit further, one or two more lines. Umizeh, in case we were unclear up until now, really specifies now, really clarifies the matter here. Umizeh, and from this obligation, lo niftar kishemalikin alav. You're not yotze, that obligation. You're not potter from that obligation. In lo, unless.
In lo, she'amad sham b'shas bracha ba'ana ami.
Right? The only way you could be yotze that is if you, it's true, someone else is lighting for you, yotze if you love hadlaka. But what about the obligation to express the hodah for the nes? Even if you're yotze the chiyuv of the hadlaka, you're not exempt from the independent chiyuv of giving hodah for the neis, unless you happen to be present when the bracha was said. He said, "Amen."
What if it was done over the phone?
It's all separate, unrelated.
If it's done over,
he listens to the bracha over the phone. Is it
I mean, I asked me if you could be yotzi things over the phone. That's a whole separate study. Let's leave that for now.
I thought it was that the answer is just it's phony.
It's what? It's phony?
I hope you didn't get that on the court.
Put that down.
It's recorded.
It's reserved for time. Go ahead. Prosperity.
Don't worry. They edit Shiram when they put it online.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
I know. I would like to think that.
Should we get out your phone number? Go ahead. So what do you see from here? The one more line. One more line. So the Bach is saying, you know this big chiddush that I'm saying now? Not such a big chiddush, because really this is what the Mordechai is saying.
What exactly did the Mordechai say?
So the Mordechai said, I'm glad you asked. The Mordechai said, and we saw this yesterday, I read it inside, the Mordechai said like this, Pirish Rashi, v'chulei, D'lo huskaka bracha el l'mish lo hidlik b'veso adayin, v'she'ein daito lahadlik ba'atzmo. This lashon that I have up here. Lo hidlik adayin, v'ein daito lahadlik ba'atzmo. That's the way he learned pshat in Rashi. I mean, we said that's not really the way Rashi is written. That's not the way we have Rashi in the printed Gemara, but the way the Mordechai is presenting that shita, so we'll call it the shita of the Mordechai, is that it's lohidlik beveso adayin plus she'ein daito lahadlik ba'atzmo. He didn't light yet, and he's not going to light. That's the shita of the Mordechai. That guy says the bracha of the roa.
Well, that's because that's where he's doing everything. As opposed to here in our case.
No, but the implication is that if he's being yotze through someone else, it's not good enough.
You can hear me.
Yeah. As the Mordechai is saying, when do you not have to make the bracha of the roa? When do you not have to make the bracha of the roa? In one of two cases.
When you're lit already? Or you have someone like
that. No.
Then what would be the other case? Or that you know you're going to be light.
That's right. When you're lit already or you're going to light. Those are only two cases when you're
personally exempt.
Ba'atzma. Ba'atzma. Right, he doesn't say begufo, but he says ba'atzma. That's the Bach is using that lashon of atzma to make his case, to build his case. Right? Ein daito lahalik ba'atzma. Then he throws in a couple of words also. Kigon, like an example, achsenoi shloshama habracha. Like an Achsanai who somehow yotze with the Balabayas, but wasn't actually present during the time of the Bracha. That's who we're talking about. So what do you see from this Bach? Again, if we'll accept that the Bach is correct in understanding the Shita of the Mordechai. Why is it? What's the Svara? What's the Svara for the Mordechai? What's the svara for the Mordechai that if someone else is lighting for you, you're still chayiv? Right? But you're not chayiv if your das is to be madlik, even though you haven't lit yet. Anyone?
Could you just run through the Mordechai again?
Yeah.
Factually.
Sure. In the case of the Madlik, you're fulfilling both of them together. You're fulfilling both of them simultaneously.
Right?
You're giving Shelach Ha'odah because you're saying the Brachos and you're being Madlik.
Right.
Or you happen to be present when someone else, you're a Sfardi, you live in a house where they light one menorah. They light one menorah. So you're part of the house where they're lighting candles. You're Yotzi, the first Chiyav, the Chiyav of Hadlokas HaNeir Hashem Pirsim. What about your separate obligation of Hodal on Ace? Oh, you're answering Amen. You're answering Amen to the Bracha. That's like you're saying, Shomei Ka'oneh, you're present, you're tapped into that Bracha. You're Yotzi both of these independent obligations. Right? But that's a big Kiddush.
So is it saying that the first Bracha does not need...
What first Bracha?
The first, the Aleph, right?
That's the chiyuv to make the candle.
So that's not gufa.
No, that's not gufa. That your wife could do in your house, your kids could do in your house, someone else could do in your house. That's it. That's done, your yotze, aleph. But if you don't have the bracha, you're going to be lacking in this independent obligation. No, just add for a moment. Take a look at the Rambam. We read the Rambam yesterday. We were sort of unclear where the Rambam falls. Right? But the Rambam's Lashon is very, very interesting. What does the Rambam say?
Which
Parak Gimel Halacha Dalet. Someone want to read it?
Kol shechayev b'kriya d'hamigyoa chayev b'hadlaka z'nir chanaka. Hamadli gosa b'layla arisho mevarei shalosh brachos.
Right. All right, you don't have to read all that. We'll get to the roa part. Skip one.
Kol roa osa b'lo birech mevarei shtayim.
So who's the roa according to Rambam? Kol haroa osa b'lo Birech. Who's the roa? What should the Rambam say? What would you expect the Rambam to say?
One who does not.
You didn't light. Anyone who sees a candle and didn't light or is not going to light. Tell me something like Rashi. Tell me something like the Mordechai. Tell me something about lighting. What does the Rambam say? V'lo birech. So it could very well be that the Rambam too has an understanding similar to this, that it has to do with the bracha. Right? He doesn't make any distinction whether or not someone else lit for you at home or not. Right? He doesn't mention that. Simply says one thing: you are a roeh who did not make the bracha. Now you could be a roeh who didn't make the bracha and still be yotze at home, right? You could still be Rosh Hashanah from Zera. You could still be someone whose wife is lying at home and be yotze from the Ram's lashon. The Ram doesn't say anything about that. Madlikin olav aveisa.
What if you're going to light later?
What if you're going to light later?
Like, let's say you're like, let's say you got out of work late and you're gonna on your way home. You see chayim.
You mean like Rashi?
Yeah.
Okay, good. It could still be. You're right. It still could hold like Rashi. But why are you saying specifically about birich? Why are you saying birich? Not hidli. Why do you say below hidli? Why the little birich?
Because the halakha is not an aspect of the goof. It's only the birich is the aspect of the goof.
Right, right. So what you're saying is it could be that the Rambam, again, I'm not married to this idea. I'm just saying that the Rambam's lashon is difficult. And it sounds like the Rambam definitely is harping on the bracha part as opposed to the halakha part for this roa. What is it about the roa that gives him the chiyuv? Oh, it's that he wasn't a mavorik. What do you mean mavorik? Tell me I wasn't a mavorik. Right? What if I was yotzei machiyuv halakha because my wife lit, but I wasn't birich? That definitely included in that category, right? In the Rambam's language, it is definitely included a person who could have been yotzei the chiyuv, mavlikin lava veso, but simply not have made any brachos. What does Ram say about such a person? Oh, he's the roa. He has to make a bracha. Okay, I think could be. It doesn't have to be, just could be. Let's leave that aside now. I'm sorry.
Maybe the Rambam holds that you have to have been involved in the mitzvah actively in order to say that.
You mean as opposed to saying that there's a separate obligation to say the Shal Sinitzim?
No, like if the guy never had, I understand he fulfilled his yotzei.
He's yotzei. He fulfilled his obligation.
But he was never active in the mitzvah of halakha, or he was never active in the mitzvah. And because he was never active in it, he can't make that bracha.
No, why? Right. How about saying he wasn't active, therefore he there's no problem. He was yotzei. Not sure what you mean.
The Rambam's saying that you don't say.
The Rambam's saying you do say. You do say Shal Sanisim as a roa if you are one who is below birich. He doesn't say if you weren't a madlik or if you weren't yotzei adlaka. He just says if you were not mavarich. If you didn't make the Shas HaNisim, you got to make the Shas HaNisim now. It sounds like it's all about the Shas HaNisim, right? It's all about having this kiyum in the bracha.
So could it be that he doesn't hold that you can be yotzei from someone else's Shas HaNisim? Does he hold that you fulfilled that bracha when someone else says it, or you haven't fulfilled that bracha?
That's what I'm suggesting, and maybe he doesn't. Maybe that's why, according to the Rambam, that's what the roa has to do. The roa has to make up for the fact that he hasn't had an opportunity to say Shas HaNisim, or he hasn't had a fulfillment within Shas HaNisim.
That's not crazy.
No, I'm not saying it's crazy. I'm just saying
that. That doesn't seem like an extreme. I understand it's different than what the Mordechai is saying.
It's not so much different than the Mordechai. I'm saying now it's not so different. I'm saying that's really what the Mordechai is saying, that you're Yotzi Yadlaka, but you're not Yotzi the separate chiv of saying Shas HaNisim as a Birkas HaShavach. That's a bracha you must do. That's something you must do independent of being Yotzi the mitzvah. See, we're saying there's two things. We're saying there's Ner Chanukah, and then we're saying there's another idea that you have to express this Shavach through Shas HaNisim. That you can't dispense with by someone else doing it. So if you were not yet a Mavarech, you still have to do it, according to the Rambam. That Chiyufah stays with you. Oh, when you're present during the Hadlaka, then you're a Mavarech.
Yeah, let's say they didn't. Let's say they weren't a row. Like they didn't pass by.
Yeah, that's
candles. Then according to the Rambam,
you wouldn't be Yotze. This, that's right. Of Shavach, fully. You're Yotze near Chanukah.
So according to them, then all of us in the dorm should be saying
we don't pass going like this, but
I understand. According to them, as an even
if
our parents are lighting for us or whatever, we still have our own individual obligation of Shas HaNisim.
Unless you hear and you say Amen when they're making the brachas.
Right.
Right. You should be present, or you'd have to. Yeah. That's right. That's correct. But we pass it like this.
Oh, because by saying Amen, that's different than the wife saying it. Because by saying Amen,
it's like you're saying it right now. Yes, saying Amen to a bracha is saying yes, I second the motion. Right? It's MS. That bracha that person just said, that's true. It's like you said it. I'm giving my stamp of approval.
If you said Amen to your wife's bracha.
No, he's saying, forget about it. Your wife's lying 100 miles away.
No, I know, but I'm saying you could technically.
Yes, that's also fine. Yeah. That'd also be fine. Okay, so what about the other two shittas now? What about the Rashba? What's the Rashba saying? The Rashba clearly doesn't hold to this two-pronged chiyuv.
Factually, what is the Rashba?
The Rashba holds there's only one time when you're obligated to say the bracha of the roa. When you're not yotzei at all. You're not lighting, and no one's lighting for you. You haven't lit, you're not lighting, and no one's being motzi. What does the Rashba hold about this bracha? Clearly, not this two-pronged analysis.
That is one
should be one part.
It's one thing. What's the thing?
And it should be able to be fulfilled by someone else doing it for you. So it should be on probably the candle.
Right. There's no chovos haguf according to this.
Yeah. No goof.
There's no chovos haguf.
You're still yotzei near chanukah.
You're right.
If you're yotzei near Chanukah, then you don't have to make a bracha. But if you were never yotzei near Chanukah, then obviously it's something you should do.
Well, stated differently, what the Rashba you're saying correctly, but what the Rashba is saying is there does not exist this chiyuv of reciting Shas HaNisim unless you're the type of person that cannot be yotzei near Chanukah. Right? The idea of the roa doesn't emerge unless you are a person who has no heichik timtza to be yotzei. Compare with the Tosos and Sukkah. What did Tosos say? That they were masaking this bracha of the roeh. Why? Because pamim, a person doesn't have a house. A person doesn't have. Sometimes it comes out that a person doesn't have a house. That's what Tosos is. Tosos lashon doesn't have a house. Now he has no ability to be involved in the mitzvah. So what do? They said, in the absence of being able to be a madlik, right? When you can't be a madlik, then or have a kiyum in halakha, let's put it that way.
Or if a guy doesn't have a family and he's staying in a hotel, you don't have to be like that.
No, then he can be madlik. Then that's his bias. I mean, that's the place where he's madlik. Then he's koveya there. He'll be madlik.
I thought our whole thing was that if you're a lodger, you're not madlik.
That's when you're lodging in someone else's place. This is your place.
I'm saying if you're renting.
Oh, fine. So I'm just saying if you're a single guy and you're at someone else's house, then this could be
then you're an Achsonai.
Right.
Then you're back to the previous Sugya of Achsonai. Right?
But he also has that same issue, doesn't he?
Who? Yeah, that's the later part of the Bach gets into that. That he might still have to say the Shas Anisim.
Okay.
Either that or he'll be Yotze with just saying it. Maybe he's saying Amen. Right? Is that what he's saying? He could be present when the Baal Bais lights, or he's going to have to see a candle to say Shas Anisim. That's the Bach seems to say that towards the end. But for the Rashba, it seems that, as you put it, someone put it, it's one thing. It's one thing. What does that mean? It's one thing. It's you're either a madlik or you're not. If you're not, then you're a roa. Meaning, if you have no kiyum in hadlaka, then Chazal said, "Listen, we want you to be part of this mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. It's very important, right? It's very important. And since you have no other way of fulfilling the mitzvah, you'll be a roa and you'll say Shas Anisim. But it's not like the Mordechai and the Bach that you have two concurrent chiyuvim." You have a chiv on your bias, and you have a chiv on your guf, and even when you yotzi a chiv on your bias, you still have to be yotzi a chiv haguf. No, it's one thing. It's one thing. It's Ner Chanukah, but in the absence of being motzi, or being yotzi Ner Chanukah, then you have this separate idea of being yotzi as a roa. Yeah. In other words, according to the Rashba, if you're yotzi through someone else's hadlaka, that's it. You're good. You're finished. If you're lighting yourself, someone else lit for you.
Well, one action covers.
That's it. There's no such thing as roeh. There is no roeh. What do you mean roeh? Roeh, according to the Rashba, is only a person who is not an individual who has a kiyum in hadlaka. That's like the Tosfos. It's only the idea of the roeh only emerges when there's no kiyum in hadlaka.
Hadlaka.
Hadlaka. Lighting. With a hay. Okay? What about Rashi? Rashi now seems to be perhaps one of the more difficult shitas up here.
You're saying that Rashba, they don't have a roa?
Rashba has a roa only when you're not able to be Yotze near Chanukah. The roa is a person who is not fulfilling the...
Assuming somebody lit for him.
That's it. There's no such thing as the roa for you. You're not a roa. Roa is dafka person who is not Yotzei Ner Chanukah. The idea of the Roa comes to be where you have no access to Ner Chanukah. You're not doing it, you didn't do it, and no one's being motzi you. Then you're the Roa. Then you're the guy who Chazal went out of their way to make a bracha for you because they wanted you to be involved. That's
how we pass.
That's how we pass, yeah. That's how the Shulchan Aruch passes.
No access to any component of Hanukkah.
Of Hadlaka.
Hadlaka.
Right,
but either with the giving of
I'm trying to stay away from Achsonai, but yeah, that should be no different than Madlikin. What's the matter?
Are we?
I mean, we didn't say Pshat and Rashi yet, but
the reason Shas Anisim, it has to do with the guy's mindset.
What do you mean mindset? According to
like
who? First of all.
Anyone.
What is Shas Anisim?
No, I'm saying when the guy walks by, the reason
he sees that
whatever shita you hold,
he sees a Ner Shel Pirsa, he sees a Ner Chanukah, he sees a candle which is publicizing a miracle, and he responds to that candle by saying, "Wow, Kadosh Baruch Hu did a great thing for Klai Yisrael." Shas Anisim, Nisan Lavo Seinim by Yemim Hayim Azman Azan.
So if we're gonna say that he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of lighting Ner Chanukah, but at least he's acknowledging the miracle.
Right.
Then I don't see why we even need the candle.
No,
because
why halacha works. Halacha always you need a halachic object to trigger.
For the Madlik, I understand.
No, in general.
If we're going to say that a guy just acknowledges
in general,
that a miracle took place.
In general, why does a guy need to put on tefillin? Let him think about all the content of the parshios in the tefillin, and he'll have the same ideas. He doesn't have to put on the tefillin.
I understand, but here we're saying the roi we're acknowledging that he's not fulfilling his halachic obligation.
That's right. But still, you need a halachic trigger to allow him to say this bracha. You don't have a concept of a guy just go around saying brachas in general. You need a halachic basis for making a bracha.
You have to,
right, so why can't just be him acknowledging the I don't see why for the Roeh, why we need the, I'm saying, I don't see if the whole thing.
I understand what you're asking. I'm trying to
the miracle happening. I understand that we have a halachic system. I'm not questioning that.
Right. So I'm trying to say the way halachic system works is that you need halachic realities or halachic entities to facilitate halachic reactions. You can't have a guy making a bracha in a vacuum. It's a bracha in response to a phenomenon. Think about all the brachas that you make.
Yeah.
Let's say a guy wants to go out and say God is great. He's going to make a bracha. Shakol niyem dvaro. It's true. Shakol niyem dvaro. God, everything that's in this world is created by God. It all came about through God. Shakol niyem dvaro through his utterances. I can say it all day long. It's true. Yeah, but that's a bracha batala. It's a bracha batala. The statement is 100% true. But we don't have authority. You need what's called a matir. You need a halachic phenomenon to allow for the recitation of that bracha. I'm about to take a drink of water. Shakol niyem dvaro. It's true. That I'm allowed to do. Let's say a guy wants to say, Osem Masa Bereshis. Osem Masa Bereshis, that God performs acts of creation. It's a truism. But I didn't say it in response to lightning. That's not correct, not proper. It's a bracha batala. But it's true! Yeah, but it needs to be said in response to something. Right? All brachas are like that. Think about it. All brachas that we say are like that. Same thing, Shalos Anisim. It's Mil Chanukah. Guy wants to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're right. If he would say without shame or malchus, then maybe with some, it's some fulfillment. It's not a bracha in the true sense, but it definitely would lend to his spiritual perfection.
Right.
It would further his perspective as a thinking Jew.
That make comes, there's something that follows it.
It precedes it or follows it. I'm saying a berachas hanenin, you say before you eat something. You have to be eating that thing to make the bracha.
What about berachas hashachar?
Berachas Shachar, you know, way back when they were recited always in conjunction with the particular phenomenon they were said for. Right? Guy hears the rooster crowing in the morning, he says, Nosing Sech L'Sech Vivina.
So how can we say that?
That's a separate
wait a minute.
Separate
so,
show.
So
let's not get too far afield.
Wait a minute. So if I hear the rooster in the morning, I'm supposed to say that?
I mean, not unless he said it already. If you said it already, then that is your yotze.
No, but I mean, like, my neighbor actually has roosters, so if I hear that before,
hey, it could be.
Up.
I guess let's not. This is a little bit too far afield.
Wake up in the morning when you hear the rooster at 5 something.
Okay, if you want, we could discuss that separately. But
Sunday morning.
You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So, but you're right. The Mishasa Nisim is a reaction to the Nesim Chanukah, but I need to see the Nir Shel Pirsim to have that reaction. Maybe a guy feels that, right? He swells within him the feeling to respond and praise God, but without the halachic matir, he can't do that. All right? So what about Rashi? What do you say for Rashi? Rashi more similar to the Mordechai or more similar to the Rashba?
What is Rashi?
Rashi says, even if you're going to light in 10 minutes, you're on your way home, you see a candle now, you have to say Shas Anisim. You're going to say Shas Anisim again when you light, but you have to say Shas Anisim with that first candle that you saw.
Is that he's saying that you're a roet unless you have the status of a modlik.
Unless you were already a modlik.
Unless you have the status of a modlik, which means you already lit.
Yeah.
You're a roet.
Okay. And therefore?
They say that again?
If it's Rashi, the guy lit for him at home, if his wife lit for him at home already, let's say he already was lit for it, he still has to make. Are we saying if he has
a sound like that. It would sound like that.
So if he's already fulfilled, he's already been yotzei the mitzvah. He's saying though he hasn't yet seen the candle.
I'm saying this is a bigger chiddush. This is a bigger chiddush. You want to say he's just like the Mordechai?
I'm not saying. I'm just trying to get the facts. If he hasn't seen,
let's keep it simple. He's going home to light. He's going to light right now. He's on his way to light, and he confronts a candle.
Well, it's completely different, because at one point he's a modlik already, and at another point he's not a modlik. He has not, at one point he's fulfilled.
But again, remember, the Mordechai says if he's going home to light, he doesn't make the bracha now. He'll only make it when he lights, according to the Mordechai.
Right.
Rashi is saying no. He'll say it now, and then he'll say it again when he lights.
Oh, he's saying he'll say it twice.
Yeah, according to the Ritva.
Oh,
yeah.
But not the reverse, if he already lit and made the bracha, then he...
No, I don't think so.
So is he saying that you're until you hit the status of madlik, you're always considered...
That's what Chaim's saying. That's what Chaim's saying, that you're a roa now.
You have the status of a madlik.
Unless you were already madlik, you're a roa. So can we take that one step further? What's the chiyuv? Because you're saying it again as a madlik. There's Shalsanisim apparently as a madlik has a different status. Otherwise, I would have been yotze already when I came home to light. I wouldn't have to say it again. So you see, for Rashi, there is two aspects of Shalsanisim. Not the two aspects of
that you could possibly say it separately from the hadlaka,
but still have to say it in the hadlaka, right? So Yona, you want to?
Sure,
oh, so you, Yona, you want to say what did you say before?
That there are two parts to Rashi.
Two what?
There's a two component system to Rashi.
Good.
One of them is. Birchas Sheva,
okay.
On the Pearson.
Okay.
And then the other one is his own independent Birchas Sheva.
Right. So what Yonah wants to say is like this: that for Rashi, there's two dinim in the Shalsanisim. One is that I have a chiyuv to respond to the Nir Shal Pearson. When I see the Nir Shal Pearson, then I'm the roa. What's the proper response? Shalsanisim.
It's like when you hear, you see your lightning.
It's like one of those things, right? I see all those phenomena, and I have to make the bracha. Shekocha gros ma'alelom,
gros
ma'asav reishas, v'chule. I have to respond that way. That's the proper response. Now I did it already. I'm not going to do it every house I pass. I have a chiyuv when I witness that phenomenon to respond in that
then
way.
Then once you come home... And
once I come home, now I'm a madlik. Oh, as a madlik, there's a different din of shalsanisim. There's shalsanisim as part of the hadlaka.
Why?
Right, part of the kiyuma mitzvah.
Because it's two separate steps.
No, I understand that. But let's say he lived first, and then he goes out.
He lit first?
Yeah, let's say he lit, and then
Then you had that both. Then you have your Shalsanisim already was said in response to a candle.
So in one case, you fulfill
both.
The two aspects with one.
That's right. That's precisely right. Yeah. So look, even according to the Mordechai, it's going to work out that way. Right? A guy lights, he's also Yotzei Yischovas HaGuf, and he's Yotzei Yischovas Mamon. Yischovas Bayis, right? Those things are both also Yotzei together. I'm sorry. Yeah, according to the way the Ritva learns Rashi, when Rashi says Kshol Hidlik Adayin, he means he's making it now as a Roa, and when he gets home, he's making it as a Madlik. That the Bracha has two different applications. The Bracha in response to the candle, yeah, that's a Bracha on Pearson. You have to say Bracha on Pearson when you see that candle. When you see the when you get home, and now you say it again, now you're saying it different. It's a different nature to that Bracha. That's part of the Maisa Adlaka. That's part of the Kima Mitzvah. You say Shas and Yisrael.
Yeah, but maybe going on what Chaim is saying, that if you light at home first, your status is as a madlik.
No, but I understand, but you got both aspects of the Shas and Yisrael in your hadlaka.
But then when you leave, you're not considered, you lose that status. You're saying you can't lose the status
Roa
of a once. You can't move to the status of a roa once you...
No, that's right, correct. You could be a roa without having been a madlik, but once you were a madlik, de facto you were a roa. Of necessity, you were rowing. You were there, you saw the candle. I mean, this also brings up a whole separate question, and that is, what's the nature, forget about the roa, but when someone lights, what is the nature of the bracha of Shalsanisim? Is it a berakas hamitzvah, or is it a berakas hasheva? That's a little, a separate question. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. Yeah, question?
You can kill two birds with one stone, but in a bracha?
Apparently. But I'm saying that works for either the Mordechai or Rashi.
What you give to Rashi is basically that you have two different obligations, but you're going to knock out both of them.
That's right. That's right. And the Mordechai is saying the same thing. You have a chiyuv on your gof and you have a chiyuv on your mama. When you're present during that hadlaka, or you're actually doing that hadlaka, you're yotzi both, because you made the shalsanisim as both a madlik and as a person giving shevach. It's just that they're understanding the nature of that bracha differently. Rashi's saying it's in response to the Pirsum, and the Mordechai is saying it's a chiyuv of Shevach, a chiyuv of Hodah.